For the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW FM and WCFW HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Just give me one reason. and there ain't no more to say.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Seven CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Well, good morning. Happy Wednesday to you, Mike McKay here. If this is your Friday today, good for you. Maybe you got a four-day weekend ahead of you. Get ready for it. Ready or not, here we come. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, of course. Friday, Black Friday. And we are into full force into holiday season now, I guess, aren't we? A lot of music to get you on your way this morning. Coming up in just a few minutes, I got our feel-good story of the day, a great one. Very interesting story, too, with a almost a mystery to it. But I'll give you the details in a few minutes here on 105.7 CFW. Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
And you can dance.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Wow.
Michael Jackson with Bad, 105.7 CFW. McKay in the morning along with you. All right, here's our feel-good story of the day today. Like to start things out with a positive story, and this one's somewhat of a mystery, if you will. Back in 1968, a guy named Bruce Walker receives his high school class ring, loans it to a friend in Dallas, Texas, for whatever reason, and never sees the ring again. 56 years later, here we are. He's contacted by a guy named Andrew Kraft, who found Bruce's ring. Andrew could use the markings on the ring, got a hold of the High School Alumni Association, and was able to track down Andrew. And where was the ring found? It was found on a beach in Scotland, about 4,500 miles away from the United States. Thanks to the markings on the ring, it's in Bruce's hands. But Bruce said he's got to solve this mystery. I can't imagine how it got to Scotland. He said, I'm going to try and find out more about the chain of custody and how it went from a friend he borrowed it to Scotland, 4,500 miles away. Glad to hear it's back home, but definitely would love to hear a little follow-up to that story.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Looking for your dream home or the perfect investment? Whether it's a peaceful lakefront retreat or a cozy country escape, Royce Roberts at Edina Realty has you covered. Turn your real estate dreams into reality. Google Royce Roberts Realtor and start your search today.
Werzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Werzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@werzerbuilders.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada, my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña colada. It's you. Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas.
Comfort Homes, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. Of course, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and then Friday is Black Friday. But did you know that it's also called Brown Friday? What is that, you say? I will explain in a few minutes. Right now, Bobby Brown is on 105.7 CFW. Good morning. Rise and shine.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
1057 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Do you have that free Civic Media app on your smartphone? If you don't, you need to go to your app store and get it. You can access our website through it. You can listen to us anywhere, anytime with that app. You can also email us. You can text us. And we like to do contests with the text to win feature through that app. So I would suggest you go to your app store. If you don't have the Civic Media app, get it on your smartphone. Search 1057 CFW. Make us your home station. That way you got it because you're going to need it soon. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
CFW.
You know the rules, and so do I. I've still commitment.
1057 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. All right, of course, it is Wednesday, the 27th of November. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day, Friday, Black Friday. A lot of people are going to be doing some shopping, things like that. But did you also know that it is Brown Friday? That term has been coined by plumbers for the day after Thanksgiving because it is consistently the busiest day of the year for plumbers, averaging about 50% more calls than any average Friday. According to plumbers, they say the main culprits are clogs in kitchen sinks, garbage disposals, and yes, toilets. That's right. So if you need a plumber on Friday, good luck, because they're probably going to be pretty busy on Brown Friday. Yikes!
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Your man's a manly man. How do we know? Because he does man things. Like washing the dishes for his sweet mother.
Oh.
Grilling. And chopping wood. With his bare hands. So ditch the department store and get him a Christmas gift where real men shop. Muldoon's Menswear.
Sizes small to 6X tall. And right now, take 70% off special groups of suits, sport coats, and casual shirts in the Muldoon's outlet.
Plus, free gift wrap if you ask nicely. Muldoon's Eau Claire and Muldoon's.com.
Looking for a meal that's fresh, exciting, and all you can eat? Come to the Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, Eau Claire's first Hot Pot Buffet. Savor traditional hot pot, freshly made sushi, and a dinner buffet featuring crab legs and oysters. With monthly specials and endless choices for lunch and dinner, there's something for everyone. Stop in for an unforgettable dining experience. Located at the corner of Claremont Avenue and London Road, Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi. Open Thanksgiving. Call for your reservations.
Special Order Business is back at Economy Furniture. Choose from great brands like FlexSteel, England, and Best Home Furnishings. You choose the style, you choose the fabric, we'll have it in your home in 4 to 6 weeks. Get yourself a new recliner, new sofa, or a new sectional now at Economy Furniture. Don't forget, we're the Chippewa Valley source for power lift recliners and therapeutic mattresses. Economy Furniture, rocking and reclining since 1950.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will officially begin selling state park passes under their new 12-month system next week. Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers approved a bill that would allow state park passes to be valid for 12 months from the month that they were purchased, rather than expiring at the end of the calendar year. The hope is more residents will buy the 12-month pass and take advantage of all the outdoors activities the state offers. The new passes can be purchased online or at state park properties starting on Monday. With Wisconsin's gun deer hunt season underway, hunters are again being reminded about baiting and feeding bans to curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. There are 61 counties across the state this year with active baiting and feeding bans due to positive chronic wasting disease testing, including the majority of the Northwest Wisconsin region. While the disease spreads naturally in the deer population, setting up bait piles in your hunting area can cause the animals to congregate in greater numbers and increases the risk of transmission. The Eau Claire Fire Department plans to replace its aging chemical identification system thanks to an $82,000 grant from Wisconsin Emergency Management. The upgraded system will allow the department to identify over 6,000 different chemicals, including hazardous chemicals, explosives, and narcotics. They also plan to upgrade their radio system to allow long-distance communication across the state, as the Eau Claire Fire Department is one of only a handful that's been designated as a Type 1 hazardous materials response system. A memorial for a Village of Cameron police officer killed in the line of duty has been completed and will soon be officially unveiled for the public. According to a Facebook post from the Cameron Police Department, the Hunter Shield Memorial will be formally unveiled on the morning of December 4th, honoring the sacrifice he and Officer Emily Breidenbach made. The two were killed in the line of duty after conducting a traffic stop of Glenn Perry, who then shot at both Officer Shield and Breidenbach, but was shot and killed as well during the incident. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 31 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5. Tonight down to 20. Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy. Some flurries with a high of 28 on Friday and Saturday. Partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the upper teens to low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19. CFW.
CFW McCain in the morning along with you coming up in just a few minutes. I just saw a new study. And if you would like to have a happy marriage, there's one thing you should do. And I will tell you what that is in just a few minutes. Right now, REO Speedwagon.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood. And talk is cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true. Even if it is, keep this in mind.
and more. 105.7 CFW.